Yeah. But Tanina Nerch, but Tanina Nerchim v'Yorchin, learn the Bedik Kabayis. Inon, doesn't this money now go to the Bedik Kabayis? Heich Madi Atarmet. What do you have to answer about this? Do we have to say like this? Tamon l'Shemayim hu meschaven. Over here, the person has his mind to give it to Shemayim. When he says Erchin Olai, Erki Olai, I want to give the value how much I'm worth. Really ask Kavona to give it to Shemayim. I want to give it to the Beis Hamikdash. That's what I'm doing it for. Umeleyem hein boin lebedek habayis. Just when the Gizbe gets it now, the Gizbe himself, he takes it and uses it for the bedek habayis. He used it to buy kelim with, or the Gizbe should be the klisharis. He used it to buy the klisharis. So Bezoi, it's not considered the Goy is giving direct money for a klisharis. The Goy is time giving money to the Gizbe. The Gizbe now himself takes the money and uses it to buy a klisharis. Is Kainat to Amar, the same thing against Rav here also. Apochem. When he brings the korban early and the nesachim, he has the money to give it over like to the shemayim to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He has the money to give it over to. Umeyaleim by itself, hein boyle bedik habayis. That's talocha. Now that we have leftover wine, we give this leftover wine to the bedik habayis. But it's not considered like the goy is giving it directly to the bedik habayis or to buy a klisharis. Is mayavad lo resh lakish though. So it's a shana how you goris here. The Gross said this is a new pshat altogether. Like, where does Resh Lakish know his halacham that we don't accept anything at all? The Krav Neda learns that the kasher is, up until now, there's a good terrace why it's not called a Davra Mesuyim. Like, since the guy is giving it to Shemayim, like to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now the Gizbeg takes it and buys the klisharis with it, so that's a good reason it's not called a Davra Mesuyim. It's not called something like the complete kli came from the guy. So according to Rabbi Yechon, it's good. But according to Resh Lakish, he says even a kli that's not mesuyim, any type of a present we can't receive from a goy. Sechur here also thought we are receiving presents, even though the money goes indirectly. It goes like first to Shemayim, and then like the Gizba gives it over to the Bedek Habayis. But our kopon of the money now is getting to the Bedek Habayis. So at least that should be also according to Resh Lakish, because it's like a kli sheino mesuyim. So why is it mutter? That's the way he learns the kash here. Mayavod or Resh Lakish. What does Resh Lakish do with this? Even though it's indirect, but still not worse than a kli she'ena mesuyim, it's not a complete kli, but still Bedek Habayis is having some hanoah from a goy that's osur. The Teretz says, Posel lo, he answers, loy lochem v'lonu liv nois bayis lelokenu. That the only issa there is to accept from goyim is something to be used for the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. That's what we can't accept. Mashenka and a kli sharis we could accept. If we can use that money to buy kelim, that's all right. The only issue there is to use the money to build the actual Beis Hamikdash. That's what's awesome. And the commentator says, "Davka abinyan abayis kopet krua, avol akli sharis vuadin shar tzochi abayis la kopet krua." So therefore, it wouldn't be a kasha according to Resh Lakish. Reb Chizkiya Amar Rabbi Simon. Shaul, he asked a question like this: Shaul Mayate, if so, ein mekabla mehen liames hamayin. You can't accept any money for them. For the Yamas Hamayim, for the water, or the Chaymas here, and for the walls of the city, or Migdolaiser, also the Migdolis, the tower was inside it. Al Shem Shinemu, that the Pasuk says, V'lochem ein chelik. Means in Yerushalayim, you could have no chelik at all. You Goyim, you can't give any money at all to build up Yerushalayim. So anything we use to build up Yerushalayim with, that's also Osir. Hey, Nechnami, that's the Staker Osir. So do before you cover it, Miyato, the Kamrit, Kivon Ichtiv Livlois Bayis. Abinyan Abayis Kopet Krona, the Pasuk says, Goyim cannot give something to build with. In Kaim, Hu Adin Letzarchi Yerushalayim. Anything for the purpose of Yerushalayim, Ein Mekablu Mehen. Kedachsiv, Shein Lehem Chelik Yerushalayim. They can't have any Chelik in Yerushalayim. So any money to receive from them to either fix up the waters there, or to fix up the walls, or the towers of Yerushalayim, Stakosa. Now, the parentheses here, we'll skip the parentheses here. Mor Masnisin Derav Meir. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. So the Mefarshi, the Korbaneda, the Tanan, the Elu Shechayovim Bekolvan. Our Mishnah starts off and says, these are the people, when they give the Machsa Shekel, they have to add a little bit more to it also. They can't just exactly give a Machsa Shekel, they have to add this extra 1/24th of a seller, 1/48th of a seller, they have to add a little bit more. That's Rav Meir's shita.
As the Mishnah says, V'elu shechayovim b'kolban. These are the people that have a chi of mashma, any levim for Yisrael and the Gerim Bavodim. And since these people have the chi to give a machsa shekel, when you give your machsa shekel, you automatically always have to add this extra coin also. What's the svara? That only goes according to Rameya. Why? We'll soon see. The Mora Masnitsin the Rameya. The Yomer Rameya, Rameya sounds like this. Kishem sheshok leitorim, the same way there's a chi of midirais upon every Jew, to give a machsa shekel, at least bisman the besimitis was kayim, there was a mitzvah diraisim, to give the machsa shekel before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, kach kolbonoi teirim. Hadremeyu hu adin midiraisa, you mechuyu to give this extra kolbon also. You have to give this extra coin with the machsa shekel. Why? What's the swara? Kisava Rebmeyu, Rebmeyu holds like this. Benoisain shekloi sholim. Even if you give a complete machsa shekel, you have a complete coin, that's a machsa shekel. Shulchayu bekolbon. And there's no exchanging here, you don't have to change over the money, still you have a chiyuv to give this extra kolbon also. You have to add this extra 1/24th of a more also. 1/24th of a seller. You have to add this extra more, or else chatzi more. Why? The Yomer Rabbi Meir, kimid matbeya shel eish, hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitachas kisei kvoidoi veheroi olamosha. Peshasa came to give the machsa shekel. The pasuk says Moshe was the Rashi means on the Moshe was neskasha. Moshe did not know exactly what the machsa shekel was, so Kodesh Baruch Hu had to show it to him. What did Kodesh Baruch Hu do? He took out from under his kisei covered a matbeya shel eish, a complete pure piece of silver, a pure machsa shekel. He took out pure from the eish. From the eish means it's pure. There's nothing, no pselus inside it. The Omar learned, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, ze yitnu, means kze yitnu, like this coin, you have to give for the machsa shekel. Now if you take a coin straight out of the fire, it's mamish pure silver, nothing else there. That's how much silver of machsa shekel you have to give. Now our coins already always have some silver inside it. It's not exactly pure. So no matter how good of a coin we have, a machsa shekel, that's not enough. We can't be yotze the chiyuv midiraisa. Because just the machsa shekel alone is always missing something there. It's not pure like it just came out of the fire. So therefore the Torah says, what's the chiyuv? A pure piece of silver of a machsa shekel. So therefore in our coins we always have to add a kolbein. Even though there's no exchanging involved, but midiraisa you have to add now an extra coin. Like he said in the first, Hoggesin. The Rabbi Eliyelam Chayev a Kolban, Nin HaTorah. Now, Filu Leisa Machzah Shishkoli. What is there Yitnu? Shu Noki Mikol Siyog, a clean, pure piece of silver. Shu Rabbi Eishoy, it came out of the fire. Vilkach, Kol HaShkolim Tzrichim Kolban, Shu Yakesev HaNoki Shibem Machzah Shekel. Because you have to give a pure piece of silver of a Machzah Shekel. And now the silver has something else, some pselus mixed inside it, so the only way you have a pure piece of silver is by adding some to it. That's why you always have to add. So our Mishnah Kitzah goes like Rameya, that everybody has the chiyuv to give a kolbein. Then the Mishnah makes chalukim though. If you give to somebody else also, then you potter. It said like this from the Mishnah. Nosan selo lito shekel chayev shtei kobonis. Then the Mishnah said, where a person goes to the gizbur and gives him a selo. A seller is two machsa shekel. So Nosan sell, you gave the gizbur a complete, a whole seller, lito shekel, to take back a machsa shekel. One you want to get back for yourself, and one you're going to give now the gizbur keeps for the machsa shekel. So our Mishnah says, chayiv shnei kolbonis. You have a chiv to give two times two kolbonis. Izomel Rabbi Loza says, Rameyhi. This part of the Mishnah Chur only goes according to Rameya. That the pshat is like this. Ramonashach. For the machsas hashekel you want to give to the gizbur, you have to add this extra coin, the kolbein, because in a regular machsas shekel, it's not pure silver, you're not being the kind of the mitzvah, you have to add the extra kolbein. Now, when you're exchanging the money by the gizbur and he gives you back a machsas shekel, usually you have to pay for that. When you exchange money, you have to pay for the exchange of money. So that's the Rabbanu of the Gedin. That the Rabbanu on the Sakin, instead of giving the money to the exchanger, give the money to the Beis HaMikdash already. And the exchanger was also moichel on this money. That's the Din of the Rabbanu on the Kolbein. So Mel, it's good here why you have to give two Kolbonis for, according to Rameya. One Kolbein you have to give is time to be Yetzir the Mitzvah, Machsa Shekel. And the other Kolbein is that since you're receiving something back, you're getting back a change from the man, so you have to pay him for that. And the money you have to pay usually the changer, here it's a din, you have to give it over to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's good what the Mishnah says, you have to give two times. That's good according to Rameya.
The male skipped the parentheses. Titania. Elo chayovim bekolboin. Kolboin echad. Remei yuvam a beis kolbonis. Remei says you have to give two. So it's good. Remei holds you have to give two. Mor says no. Ma Rav. Really should mean Omar Rav. Rav says like this. Divrei hakol hi. Well, this part of the Mishnah goes according to everybody. The Yomar Rabbi Meir. Echad shokal shehu noisein. That Remei, Rav learns like this, that according to Remei, in this case, you have to give three kolbonis, not two. And according to Chomim, you have to give two. So this Mishnah goes according to everybody. He goes like this. The Yomar Rabbi Meir. Echad shekel shehu noisein. You have to give one kolbon for the shekel you're giving the gizba now. The echad shekel shehu noisein. And one kolbon you have to give for the shekel you're taking home. The echad of divrei Torah. And one you have to give for the divrei Torah the way you're mechuyif to. The Azra Meir's pshat. So it comes like this. Al daite de Rav, according to Rav, gimel kolbonis inun. That you have to give three different kolbonis you have to give now, according to Rameya. And the same thing, also, come inun. Also, Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya came. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok. Bishem Rav, said over the name of Rav, that shloisha kolbonis inun. There are three coins, three kolbonis you have to give here. Same shot. Echod shekel shunoisin. One you have to give is for the payment of the exchange. In other words, we look as if two exchanges took place here. What went on? You gave the gizba now a shekel. You gave him a seller. A seller is a two machza shekel. Now you want change now. You're like telling him now, take this seller and divide it in half. Now one machza shekel I'm going to give you to keep for the mitzvah machza shekel. So this gizba now exchanged your coin into a machza shekel. So for that exchange, you have to pay him money. You have to give one kolbon. That's called one kolbon shekel shunaisin for the machza shekel that you're giving away. The echon, another kolbon you have to pay, shekel shunaitel. We look as if now hedyutik, like you. You're walking home now with a machza shekel. Where did you get your machza shekel? The man exchanged it for you. So for this exchange, you also have to pay. So we machayev you to pay another kolbon for your exchange. Now as we look at two different exchanges took place. One exchange took place that you give now the gizbar, the machza shekel, and the second exchange took place that you are receiving a machza shekel to take home. So that's two chiyuvim to give two different kabonis. That's therefore these two svaros go even according to Rabbanan. Now according to Rameya, there's a third chiyuv. Echot shekel shunoisim v'yechot shekel shunoitel v'yechot l'dvar Torah. And according to Rameya, is that you always have to give this extra kolvin, even when there's no exchange going on. When you give a pure machza shekel, it's never as pure as the Torah wanted you to give it. Therefore, you have to give an extra kolbein. So that's what Rav is saying. That our Mishnah that says, when you give the complete seller to the gizbar, that he should change it over for you, and like make two coins out of it, that one half you're giving to the machza shekel, and one half you're keeping, even according to Rabbanin, you have to pay two kabonis. Because we look as if two different exchanges took place. Like one exchange is taking place to give the machza shekel, and another exchange, Stam, we look as if, Stam, you want to keep now for yourself a machza shekel. And before all you had is a seller. So you want the seller to be changed over to two different machza shekel for two different purposes. One purpose is to give a machza shekel, and one purpose is to keep a machza shekel. So we look as if two different transactions went on here, two different exchanges, therefore you have to give two different kolbonos. That's the drabon of the kechiv. Like instead of paying the man for exchanging, the rabbanan said any exchange that you're doing for the purpose with the machza shekel, give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Right. Ho'achin v'yashutfim. Then the Mishnah goes to brothers that yashin their father, and then they become shutfim, become partners again. So it depends on what stage they want to give the machza shekel. Shechayovim b'kolvoin means that they already divided up their father's property. So each one has his own money now, and he's paying his own machza shekel. So locher is he's chayiv b'kolvoin. Ofturim imaisa beima. At such a stage, he's potter for maisa beima, because now they're considered like new shutfim now, or else they're like lekuach, they bought it. It's considered like, therefore they're potter for maisa beima. This is talking about b'shechoku, where the brothers already divided up the yerusha of the father. Since they're divided up already, each one has his own, so therefore he has his own chiv machza shekel, his own chiv kolbon, and maisa beima with a pot because they made a new shutfis now, or they bought it one from the other. V'chazuv v'nishtatfon, they became a shutfim again. Therefore the pot from maisa beima. Shechayovim b'maisa beima, where's the case where the two brothers
have a chiv to give from the new animals, Maisa Beima, the tenth one they have to give for Korban, Maisa Beima, Upturu Mina Kolban, but when they pay the Machsa Shekel, we consider as if it's the father's money, and the father is paying for the two sons, but there is the Matana, that the Mishnah says when you give a Matana for somebody, you put it from Kolban, they're talking about B'Shalei Cholku, where they did not divide up the Yerusha yet, so they're still called B'Tfusa Sabayis. And still the money is still like in the father's reshus yet, and they're paying up now with the father's money, that's called like a matana. So the Marah Amar Rebbe Loza, V'hein shecholku gidiyim k'negat yoshim. When do we say when the brothers divided up, that it's called the good chalukah now, we consider like they bought from one another, that's talking about the chalukah was done with odd things, like gidiyim k'negat yoshim. They divided up, you take the young goats, and I'll take the old ones. Or else the Yoshim connected Gideon. The old ones connected the young ones. So that's considered like a new chalukka right now, that one brother is like buying it off the other brother. Let's say no, the father left over 10 young goats and 10 older goats. So we say if they divide it up, 5 and 5 young ones, Utayoshim connected to Yoshim, we'll take the 10 older ones and divide them up equally, 5 connected 5. So this is the aside you say like Yesh Breirim. Like that's the way it should have been divided up, as if the father is giving it directly to you. Melu we say, Hu Chelkoi Mishor Rishayna. This is like the Chalukah you got from the Shor Rishayna, we still consider it like the father's. And therefore you still be Mechoyiv and Maisa Behema. So this chart you'll say Yesh Breirim, and we look as if it's still directly from the father. Yeah, the Rambam says he cholkoi mishor rishayna v'shem Yerushalayim. It's called Yerusha now. Ukishachotzu v'nishtatzvum, like it's still called their father's property. And when the two brothers now become partners again, hodro lo shem tfisas abayis, it becomes back like the father's property again. Ki mikor like before. V'abehem shoyu b'shas chaluka peturim mishum ein peturim mishum lekuach. And the behemoths you have now, there's no peturim like you bought from one and the other, because we don't see any new chalukah now. This is called Yerusha you got from your father. It's a direct Yerusha. And when you become partners again, it becomes back the same way it was before. For you are seed them lovoi chayavim, the love to shutrim name. And the new animals that grow now, again, will be mechuyiv and maisa beimam. Because you're not any shutrim right now. It's sitting back to the tfusis habayis like it was by the father's rishus. And of course we hold yesh breirim. So a chalukah that you do equally, we consider this chalukah was always oimit to be that way, and we still consider it like a tzvus sabayis, like by the father. That's what Rabbi Loza holds. Omer Rabbi Yechonin, Yechonin argues and says, no, he holds ain greira. Omer Rabbi Yechonin, afilo cholko gedim kenega gedim. Even if the brothers divided up the property equally, they took all the young goats and divided them up equally. U tiyoshim kenega tiyoshim, the older ones kenega the older ones. Still, Rabbi Yechonin holds kilakucha saying, we say ain greira. We're not for sure which chelik belongs to you and which one belongs to your brother. So when you divide it up now, we look as if, let's say like this, we're dividing it up. It could be I have some of yours and you have some of mine. So we say, good, if I have some of yours, I'm selling it to you. If you have some of mine, you're selling it to me. So that's called kilakucha's dummy, because we don't hold from greira. So we don't know which chelik belongs to who. So then the brothers make up to say, like, we're buying one from the other. That's called kilakucha saying. They bought the property one from the other. Therefore, Pturim in a Maisa. That Lekuch has put them in a Maisa. So even if they divide up equally, still Rabbi Yechon holds, they're put them in a Maisa after the Chalukah. Ki Yehuda Tanina, like we learned, Tamon, HaLekuach, V'shenitla, B'matona, put them in Maisa Beima. Anytime you bought an animal, or somebody gave it to you from Matona, you take a put it from Maisa Beima. So Rabbi Yechon holds Yerusha, we hold Ein Breira. So therefore, before the brothers made the chalukah true, then it's b'teres the father's reshus, then the mechuyiv b'maisa beimam. But once the brothers make any type of a chalukah, we say the chalukah goes that the brothers are like buying and selling one from the other. So that's called kilkuach dami, therefore the potter from maisa beimam. But Reb Chiya Omar Rebbe Yirmiya, boy, yes the shaylam. V'lo molestan amrinon, why don't you learn like this? Why don't our Mishnah add some other cases also to it? We could have cases that pomim shein chayavim b'zeh b'zeh. Maybe these two brothers, when they yashin the father, they're mechuyev both in maisa beima, and when they give the machsa shekel, they also have to have this extra kolbon. They have to have this extra coin also. Upomim, some cases you can have, shein peturim b'zeh b'zeh. You can have cases that potter from both cases. They're potter from the kolbon by the machsa shekel, and the potter from maisa beima. Umizeh hech avide, how do you have this case?
So skip the parentheses. That chokol, it should be chokol ha-nechosim v'loi chokol ha-behema. Let's say the brothers divided up the nechosim. The property, the money they yashu from the father, that they made a good chaluka. So the kitcha, the money now belongs to their own. It's their own money. So when they give a matzah shekel now, they have to give an extra kolbon because they're paying from their own money. It's not considered they're being paid by their father, b'terusa matana, because they divided up the father's money. So therefore the money belongs to them now, and when they pay the matzah shekel, pshita, they have to add the extra kolbon. So that's the case, the chayiv kolbon. And I'll tell you, but the behemoths, though, they didn't make a chaluki yet. So since they did not divide up the animals yet, the animals still look like it's by the father's reshus. There's no p'tur of lakeach. There's no p'tur of shutfim. It's still like belongs to the father. Therefore, the chayiv and ma'ase beima. So such a case would be chayov and bezer bezer. The brothers now are chayiv and ma'ase beima. The new flock that grows, that's born, you have to, every 10, you have to take out ma'ase beima. And when you pay the machta shekel, since you divided the money, it's your own money, you have to give this extra kolbein. What about the opposite way? Cholko ha-behema. They only divided up the animals. The animals, the yashar from the father, that they made a chalukah on. Since they made a chalukah now, it was considered like a lekuach, like you bought these animals right now, and then you became shutfim, so you're potter from giving ma'ase behema now. For lo cholko es ha-nechosim. But they did not divide up the property, the money, the yashar from the father. So therefore, the money is still considered like the tfusas abayis. It's like still it's by the father. And when they use the money to pay for the machzah shekel, it's like the father is giving it to them, but there is a matana. That the Mishnah says if somebody pays him for a present, he's potter from giving the next extra kolbein. Melo, the case would be, peturim mizeh mizeh. He could have the secha timtza, that's a potter from both of them. It's like, he's not arguing, just adding on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the normal case is usually, either you divide everything, or you didn't divide anything. So that's what the Mishnah says, the opposite dinim. When the chayiv a kolbein, the potter from Isa. But you could have these two cases also. Where they divided only half, and then the dinim are either the both chayiv or else the both potter. Amar Rabbi Mono, hodu the yat amr, that that you say, this chiddush that you're saying, that sometimes the both chayiv, that's davke b'shloi hoysa behema roiv. Where the behemas were not the majority. Rove of his nechosim, most of the father's property was not from the behemas. Avlam hoysa behema roiv. Let's say most of the property the father owned was animals. Then we say, heinen ikin echosim. And like the Korbanader says, that heinen ikin echosim means, v'yafa pi shecholku es ha-nechosim, even in the case where the brothers divided up already, the nechosim, they divided up the property and the money, aber v'loi cholku es ha-behema, but they did not divide up the animals, I'll tell you, p'turim mikolban. When they pay now the machzah shekel, even though really they divided up the money, and it should be considered like they're paying from their own pocket, still we say no. Since the main thing, the animals, they did not divide up yet, it's not considered like they divided up the money either, and it's considered like the father is paying for them, and therefore they put them in a kolbein. And you go boss of the ikur, the majority was not divided, there's like no chaluk at all. That's what he wanted to say. Tumar says now, Rav Ovin Omar Rebbe Shmaya, Shmi, is boy, he asked for a question. Mifnesha sisem kod de mechod, eitzel maise behema. Hey, since true, in the gave for ma'ase behema, the animals, they did not divide up the animals yet. So it's considered now like there's still a tfusas habayis to like one person, and therefore they're mechuyif to give ma'ase behema. But is that a svara at poitrim in a kolbein? Is that a svara to say that they're still potter from giving the kolbein? Lechura, to give the kolbein means when they're paying the machzah shekel, since the money they did divide up already, and each one is paying from his own pocket, so lechura, each one should have his own chiv. Like, his own chiv means here, or it's both brothers are paying, they're giving one seller to the gizbar. So that's the halacha, when two people give one seller, since usually you would have had to exchanged it, and you would have had to pay the exchange of this extra kalbein, you're mechuyah to give that kalbein to Hegdish. See here also, the two brothers now, when they're paying up, the chur is like their own pocket, they're not paying up from the father's property, so they should be mechuyah in a kalbein here. Like, that's what the Kerber Eidah says. That paruch, tchim of neisha, sitzim kodim echareisam aisa behema, true, the behemoth they didn't divide up yet. Nerma, you want to say she upturim in a kalbun, that she knows to be potter from the money from the kalbun. Afal pishla noslush to claim in Yerusha Savim, even though they're not paying up right now the shekel from the father's Yerusha. Viafal pishla behemoth and ikra nechosim ain't liftorim. There's no svara. So Amalei, he answered back, loishnihi, no, like there's a big difference here. Isn't there a difference? Shunoisin selechlet shleimah. That here the two brothers, Gefort, now they became a shutif again, and now they're both giving like one tiller for both of them. So when two people give one tefillah like two machsa shekel, then you don't have to give a kalban. For the Gemara Mayatev, that's true. Afilu cholka, even in the case where the two brothers mamish made a very good chaluka. And then they became a shutef again. Then they became shutfim again. Should also be that chayovin b'maisa b'hemo upturim in a kalbin. In other words, they should be potter from the kalbin according to you, because any time they're both paying like one seller for both of them, they should be potter. Utaninon, we learned in our mission not like that. Our mishnah says chayovin b'kalbin upturim b'maisa b'hemo. That when the brothers are like yashin for the father, so and they made a chaluka. Once they made a chalukah, their potter from Maisa Behemah, it looks like they bought one from the other. Mashenkin and the kalbon, we say the chayiv, even though it's chazuv and shtatfu. So you see that since Lamaisa they made a chalukah, and each one now is considered paying off from his own pocket, even though they're shutfim now, still they have to give a kalbon between them. Yeah. So mail it's not like that mandiyama. So the Moravaita. Rebbe bo b'shem abo, bar rafuna. He shnei achim sheyoshu esavim. He shnei gisin sheyoshu eschamehin. It's the same halacha whether the two brothers yashin their father, or whether two brother-in-laws yashin their father-in-law. He shnei gisin means two brother-in-laws sheyoshu eschamehin. Means two brother-in-laws married two sisters, and when their father died, the sister, the wife's father, husband died. That the yashin through the husband through their wife also has the same halacha. Whether they make a chaluka first or they don't make a chaluka first. This extra kalbon that you have to pay when you give the machsa shekel, what do we do with it? Who do we give it to? It's Rameya Raymel Ishkolim. Rameya says you give it to the same place where we give the machsa shekel. That's where you give this kalbon. Rabbi Lozer Oimer Linadov. No, you put it into the special shefer, the special money, where you buy nadovas for the mizbeach. You buy presents, like when the mizbeach is empty, you buy kalbonis to put on the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Oimer. We do it to buy the gold, to carve, to knock down, smooth out the gold, that we make ornaments on it for the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. See, we cover them up in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with this gold. The people that collected the Machsa Shekel in the Medina, they used to get paid for this. That was their job, like to exchange the money for the people. They used to get paid from this money. The Yeshayim, and some say, that the Shichonim, they had to go and carry the Machsa Shekel from far away, so they had expensive how to travel there, so to pay for their expenses on the derech, from the road, for that they were paid back from the extra kalbon that the Yidden had to pay when they gave the Machsa Shekel. Yehadr lecha perek biyachad biyadr. Right, we'll stop here.